Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Poppin' congregation, we're back for another installment of Scam Goddess. It's me, your host, Lacey Mosley, aka Scam Goddess. And I say it with me, guys. I am so excited for today's guest, but I really am. He is quite the magical Negro. You can listen to his comedy album that's out right now called The La Morning After Pill. You know him and love him from The New Girl and many, many projects. Guys, we have Lamorne Morris. Hi, Lamorne.
Hey. What's up? What's
going on? Did you like do a little dance there when I called you a magical Negro?
I did, because magical Negroes need to dance. People, here's the thing about magical Negroes. We oftentimes dance. Like most Negroes. Is that a stereotype or is that just fact?
I'm trying to reclaim it because Magical Negro is just like the Negro in every white people movie that's like, go get your man, or like drives you to the airport.
I
wasn't trying to be shady.
Let me tell you something. I'm a magical Negro who would just pay for an Uber. I will get you an Uber as a friend. You know what I mean? Like, that's me doing my part.
Is it bad that I be getting my mama Ubers from the airport? I get her Uber Black, like the SUV, but I don't go pick her up.
Not at all. That's
perfect. Honestly,
because it's
for
luxury. Do you drive a Suburban?
Exactly. I drive an SUV.
You just asshole.
You know what car I drive.
Yeah, you just an asshole. Because you have a luxurious car. Now, the car I have now, I definitely pick my mom up from the airport.
Definitely. Oh, so you weren't doing it because you didn't like your car. I'm not doing it because I'm not going to LAX. Are you kidding me?
No, come on now. Listen, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You get to sit in traffic for your mom. Back and forth, up and down the 405. Just
also,
so she can nag you when she gets to your house. No, I'm playing.
Exactly. And go through my shit. She doesn't even stay at my house. She always stays at a hotel because she's bougie. But she wants to come to my house and go through my shit and then go to a hotel. I'm like,
that's the sole reason?
Yes.
You know, it'd be funny. Like, if you just, like, as any guy that you're dating will just really, like, buddy up to your mom and then go, listen. Go through her phone for me. Okay. You used to go through her shit. Like, who was she texting last night?
Why
you
do you
want
think
to go
like
through
this?
It anyway. What? Because I'm a detective. By any means necessary.
Well, then you're perfect for this show. You're absolutely perfect. No, my mom knows I can't drive. This podcast knows I can't drive. I didn't have to test for a driver's license, and everyone is very well like aware of that. Like, I scammed
what do you
my
mean
way.
You didn't have to.
I never took a driver's test at a DMV. I went to driver's
school.
Would
you take it at a dude named Daryl's house?
Listen, Daryl pulled up with the license, though. It swipes.
Man.
I went to driving school, and then they were like, and I remember at driving school, my instructor was like, okay, girl, you need to practice more. But my parents are very self-involved, so they weren't letting me drive their cars. And they drive luxury cars, too. So they're like, you're not practicing in our Mercedes. I once ran over a fence with it, so I understand. But
oh, my gosh. Talk about privilege. This black privilege is crazy.
It is crazy black privilege, because I ran over my neighbor's fence because my mom asked me to pull the car in and I hit reverse, and they paid for their own fence. They were like, it's fine, we were getting a new fence anyway.
I was like, it's Tyler Perry's house, who cares, he's rich, right? You find out your neighbor was Tyler Perry growing up.
I freaking wish my neighbor was Tyler Perry. All my neighbors were white.
Yes. Magical
that
Negro.
That led to much harassment. I know. I'm sorry I called you a magical Negro.
No, I'm just saying. You might be the magicalist Negro of them all.
I'm trying to be every day, but it will not involve me driving anyone to the airport. Cool. We can get into it. What's hot and fraud? So this is where Lamorne and I are going to talk about what's popping in these streets. Is what scams are out there. We want to keep you safe from scams, unless they're my scams, which you have willingly agreed to participate in if you own an iPhone, especially because I know you didn't read that contract that you accepted.
No, I didn't.
So, you don't know what it says. I have a clue. Yeah, no worries.
I have no idea what this show is about. I'm in for a journey. This is going to be fun, I think.
You know it's going to be fun because I'm here. So, guys, obviously we've been amidst a pandemic, and the scammers, just like Miss Rona, they don't sleep. Okay, they're out here just like the virus, and they're spreading, and you need to be aware. Apparently, coronavirus scams have cost Americans $39 million so far.
Wow.
Mind you, we've been in the pandemic for like 3 months. That's like $10 million a month.
Damn.
So nearly 52,000 Americans. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I can do math too. I said over.
Can you though?
You know what? You see, I am going to call you a magical Negro.
All right, go ahead.
You know what? Thank you for letting me go ahead on my podcast, Lamorne. Thank you so much for telling me I can talk. Look at, you see, the patriarchy. That's why we don't be having men on this show.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just drinking my protein shake.
Yes, get nice and strong. Nearly 52,000 Americans have already filed complaints this year with the Federal Trade Commission over fraud related to COVID-19. So let's get into what these frauds are. So one of the big popular things that's going around is people sending text messages, which, guys, I've told you, the government ain't gonna text you. You ain't gonna get a you up from Uncle Sam.
Oh, is it like one of those? Wait, people are getting scammed through like click this link in the text type of deal.
Yeah. So basically, there's a robotext scam that sends out a text that's from the Internal Revenue Service, purportedly, and they ask for confirmation information for a stimulus payment through a link. So if you click on it, the link takes you to a realistic IRS webpage where you're prompted to provide your name, contact information, and social security number. Once you've entered your personal information, you're then redirected to the real IRS website to make the scam look less suspicious.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why
and I know... right? I know stimulus checks are going out. I know a lot of you guys are probably on unemployment or will continue to be on unemployment well throughout this period of time. So, like, if you get a text message from the government, it's not real.
What do they call again? One more time?
The government.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you something. If the government calling you, yeah, it's a scam.
Do you remember that Nelly video with Kelly Rowland where she was texting in the Excel spreadsheet? That's who's texting y'all. That's who's texting y'all. It's Kelly Rowland in the Excel spreadsheet. Don't do it. The government does not text you. They don't. They're not like, hey, did you pay your taxes? This Uncle Sam. They're not going to hit you up.
This your Uncle Sam. This your uncle. Pick up the phone. This your uncle.
Right. You thought it was Uncle Sam, but it was your Uncle Sam. So, guys, please, I'm begging you. If you get a text from the government, ignore it. Report it. Keep yourself safe. Another way that they're doing it is robocalls. Robocalls are a huge area for scammers right now. One of the most common ones that's popping up is for fake refunds related to coronavirus. The key to this scheme is that scammers never mention what the refund is exactly for. With many companies from car insurance providers to utilities offering refunds and discounts right now, it's easy for customers to assume something like that. Which I'm getting a refund from Allstate every month. They're refunding half of my insurance. And my premium is high because they know a bitch can't drive.
Wow. So why are you getting refunds again?
Because no one's really driving right now. So insurance companies. Yeah, you know what, Lamorne? That's just telling me that you've gotten too rich because now you don't even know how much you're paying in insurance this month, do you?
No. I know how much I'm... I don't like go into my account with like...
Do you know this month?
Like, and I'll go... No, I don't like pull the money out. I don't go to the bank every month and go, I have to pay my insurance. Can you hand me just enough cash from said account so I can then walk to the insurance company and then stick it in the slot and then wait and see? No, fool! There's automatic pay or stuff like, you know, I have a business manager.
I know, I'm just saying, look, you don't have to be rich to be on direct deposit. I'm just saying a lot of us don't know. I didn't know. I went to the AT&T store and got a new phone and they were like, oh, how's your service? Like your, you know, service for my apartment, like the cable and Wi-Fi. And I was like, oh, I don't know. It seems pretty bad. And they were like, how much do you pay? And I was like, I know I give y'all money.
How much you pay?
Right, that's the question. That's the real black people question right there. How much you paying? Because I should be paying what you paying.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, no, I definitely don't. I know what my insurance is. I know how much, but I didn't know
you know the brand
that because of I didn't know that we were getting discounts because you can't go nowhere. Because what happens if you just decide, I do need to go to the grocery store and bam, you hit somebody. Like that changes?
Yeah, but insurance is crowdfund. All insurance is GoFundMe for accidents and also just a scam for rich people. So all we do is pay to hope that we're not in an accident. So everybody's paying and less people are driving. So it makes sense. But of course, like, I feel like if I asked Lamorne, like, who his insurance provider would be, he'd be like, the black man from TV.
You know, the guy with the deep voice, real sexual, like, I think my mom,
the president of 24.
No, I know who my insurance companies are, fool. I have a few.
All right, my insurance company, the nigga in the red polo and the khakis. Jake, I think his name is Jake.
yeah Jake, light-skinned dude, real nice eyes.
Oh, so you've been seeing Jake.
Yeah, that's my guy.
So to wrap this up, the robocall will call you and be like, we can't provide this service due to COVID-19. You've been charged $399. This is what the FTC said is like the common amount that they're saying. Press 1 to claim a refund. And then when you press 1 to claim a refund, they'll ask you for your credit card information or banking information so that they can deposit said refund. I'm doing air quotations. They're stealing your money. So guys, if you get a phone call, like Allstate gave me my money back and I was like, oh, they didn't call me and were like, hey sis, we're trying to run you coins. They were like, we put some shit back, bitch. We don't want to talk about it.
Like, either phrasing sounds like a scam. Wait,
insurance is a scam.
wait, so you called them?
Yeah, they shouldn't call you. Right. So
first of all, I don't know who falls for this stuff.
A lot of people, elderly people who are desperate. We talk about that on our show all the time, the despo meter. If you're really like, you have to constantly evaluate how desperate you are for something before you do that thing, which works That's in many true. Aspects of life. So like if you about to go on a Tinder date or a Bumble date and you know it's quarantine and it's been a minute since you got some, maybe think about your desperation before you go on the date.
You don't want to be out here dipping into the wrong pool. Yeah, that's true.
Right. And that goes for financial stuff, too. If it seems too good to be true, it usually is. Give it a quick Google. That'll save you some time and some money. But, you know, people not just calling you, giving you money. And the government is not going to text you, girl. This actually happened to me. I had a census survey, which was supposed to be the 2020 census. This happened 2 weeks ago. This woman called me and just started asking me an onslaught of questions. And I thought it was the real census because I was like, oh, well, this is great. I don't have to go online. Maybe they just moved it, you know, because they come to your door. So I was like, maybe they're just calling niggas now. And I talked to her and she was going through this laundry list of stuff. Do you have pre-existing conditions? And I was like, no, I don't. I was like, I'm healthy. The only thing I have is asthma. And they were like, okay, how about diabetes? And I was like, okay, now you're asking too many questions. Like, I felt like she was
trying to... Do you have a brother in jail? What? What are you saying to me?
What's your favorite number? And the first pet you ever had? What high school did you go to?
I think it's the color green. Is it the color green? I don't know. Look, maybe
they were definitely trying to ask me security questions. And then when I hung up, because I was like, this ain't right, she started texting me, talking about she was from the Census Bureau. Then I said, no, you're not. Then she said, actually, I'm not. I'm from another bureau. I was like, girl. She called me two more times before finally she gave up. I was like, I'm not going to give you my information. Go away.
She just called you to hang out. She's like, what you doing?
Like, you know, we all in the house, girl. What you watching? What's on Netflix?
Like, you want to do a Zoom get together?
I start doing a Zoom get together with my scammer.
Yeah,
I just hang out with him now.
Have you had any actual scammers come on your show?
Not yet, but I did. What's crazy? You asked that. I did just get an email from a scammer of the week that I talked about called Chad Focus, who's a rapper who stole $1.2 million from the job he was working at in credit card fraud so that he could buy billboards and fake streams for his rap album.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then we played his raps and they were good. They were good raps.
Really?
And guys, Chad Focus emailed me and was like, I love the show. Tell people to stream Chad Focus.
Okay. Also, drive down Melrose. I got a billboard. Yo, that is crazy. He scammed his job. And so he got caught.
Yeah, he got caught and he served a little jail time, but he emailed me and said he was free. He said he was free. Wait, let me see. If I'm getting emails from jail, y'all, I'm quitting the podcast.
Yo,
just kidding. I love emails from jail. All I want to be is someone's prison wife.
It was like subject line, a picture of his dick. That's what it is. It's just a dick pic in the subject line. I'm in jail. This is okay, right?
So he says,
it's not harassment if I'm already in jail.
Right, y'all can't lock me up again. Yeah. Double Jeopardy. That's not how it works.
Jeopardy. That's how it works.
The subject of Chad's email is very funny, smiley face. And he says, Diva Lacey, salute to you and your brand. Love your last episode, LOL. Very cute. You got to promote my billboard charting hit, Dance With Me. And the dance... He said, I need all the Dance With Me royalties I can get. P.S. I'm just out home chilling at my mansion. Would love to be a guest on your show one day. Keep grinding.
Wait. He's chilling at his mansion?
You just made me look this up. He's chilling at his mansion.
Wait a minute. What? Wait. So he kept that money. He said, I'll do the jail time, but I ain't going to tell you why I buried the money.
Right. Chad said, don't focus on that money. Don't focus on that.
Oh, my God.
A king.
Chilling in his mansion.
Oh, God bless him. All right, guys. On that note, we're going to take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements.
Scams! Do you have an unemployed roommate at home? You know who I'm talking about. Children. Yes, Whitney said they are our future, and don't you want to invest in theirs? I know you want to set your children up for success. Maybe you want to save a little coin on private tutoring because we know that inflation is high and these wages are not getting higher, okay? Which is why I love IXL Learning. IXL Learning, it's an online program for kids covering math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help them really understand and master topics in a fun way. No more grading those worksheets. IXL grades everything itself. No more trying to scam your kids as you try to figure out their math equations and their homework. And you know you haven't seen a trapezoid in about 20 years, right? So let IXL help you out. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning and get IXL now. And Scam Goddess listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/goddess. Visit IXL.com/goddess to get the most effective learning program out there for the best price.
Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks. Trying on shirts. This one's too hard.
this one's too soft and it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have three different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hunt! All right, everybody, go get that new Chad Focus. Get that new Chad Focus!
We're back. The last advertisement for Chad Focus came from Lamorne Morris. But we'll take it. We'll take it. We love Chad on this show.
You want a picture of my dick? Bow, 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 bow. It's okay because I'm already locked up. Bow, bow,
bow, bow. Chad, Lamorne, he's free, chilling in his mansion.
Sending out dick pics left and right worldwide. Bow, bow,
bow. Stop making fun of my boyfriend. I'm finna be Chad Focus' girlfriend.
Oh, y'all engaged. Oh, my bad.
That's why I don't have to be a prison wife now because he's free. So, guys, it's time for my favorite segment of the podcast, Historic Hoodwink.
I have a question. I apologize. So they have mob wives, they have basketball wives, housewives. Do they have prison wives?
No, I don't think so, but they should. I think there's like a prison pen pal or love after lockup. Love after lockup. That's where the prison wives is at.
Okay, because I need to see a show, a real show called Prison Wives. So I got to go. I got to start developing right now. I can't finish the podcast because this is my $1 billion opportunity. Bye.
It truly probably is. I want a scripted show. It's going to, right, like, cool. You only need like three locations.
Prison. Living room.
It's real, mwah. Low budget. You can produce it for six exactly. mil.
And guys, right, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Negro, you ain't sorry. You're not sorry at all. Guys, we're back. Lamorne is just gonna take over my podcast all the intros. No, he's not sorry, but I love it. I met Lamorne. I've only met Lamorne one time in person. We did a show at UCB. And that's when I met you.
Yes. And you, by far, are one of the funniest people I have ever met in my entire life.
Oh, you're like, sweet.
I know how hard improv is. You know, obviously for you, it's really easy. And I came up doing improv at Second City and in Chicago. And I just, like, I how effortless you guys made it look even when you're initiating, whether you're responding, I was like, God damn, she's good. So congrats to you, man.
I would love to let Lamorne keep complimenting me because it's fun. But I know you guys came here for other reasons. So we'll get back to the show. But thank you. I didn't know you did Second City. You're super funny. I never knew you did Second City. That's freaking dope.
Yeah.
Look at Lamorne being a little improv nerd. Yes.
Yeah, was a little dork. Me, Sam Richardson.
So, it's time for my favorite segment of the podcast, Historic Hoodwinks. Mm-hmm. And this is where I'm going to regale Lamorne with a very famous caper. And we're just going to get his thoughts and opinions all throughout. And maybe he'll ask questions, mm-hmm. and maybe I'll have answers. Or maybe I won't. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not a journalist. Thank you. This podcast is a scam of me not being a journalist. So, today, we're talking about Frank Abagnale?
Abagnale.
Abagnale. Wow. Mm-hmm. You knew that. I know who it is. Yeah. Right, Gab Nagel. Right. He's Where's a talented scam now? Artist. Mm-hmm. Talented scam artist. When he was 16, he posed as an airline pilot to get free flights. Oh, because this is the plot of Catch Me If You Can.
Like, yeah, that's the only reason why I know about it. Let me start there.
I swear to you guys, every episode of our show has either been a movie or is being made into a movie or a Netflix show. Like, every episode. The scammers are just
You gotta
so
get into one now.
I'm trying to. I wanted to play Anna Delvey from our first episode. She's the one who was the heiress scammer in New York City who had people donating to a fake club that she was building. Shonda Rhimes bought the rights to that story.
Really?
She's my favorite person. She is a white woman, so technically I am not white. However, white women have played not white women all throughout history. Can't I just
be you black? You should play a white woman, but they're changing. It's changing up a little bit. Call it artistic license.
Right. I think it should be me. But,
I think so too.
So Frank, how do you say his name?
Abnegale.
Abnegale. Thank you. Frank Abnegale was a talented scam artist in many different ways. When he was 16, he posed as an airline pilot to get free flights and also pretended to be a doctor and a lawyer. He forged checks, defrauded banks, and a handful of other things before eventually pulling a 180 and becoming a snitch. AKA an FBI consultant. He was eventually hired by the FBI as a consultant and then started his own agency, educating corporations, financial institutions, and government organizations on how to detect and handle fraudulence. A portion of his life was subject to the film Catch Me If You Can, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, like we just said. I love that he robbed people and then was like, hey, y'all, hire me so that I don't rob you no more.
The privilege.
Right, why can't black people do this? Why can't the liquor stores that people run into be like, look, hire me and all your Hennessy will be safe.
Like, I'm gonna stop robbing you niggas, just go ahead put your boy on the payroll one time.
Right. Oh, I mean, mob did that. The mob used to be like, hey, if you don't want us to ruin your life, beat your ass, hire us. Yeah. So, damn, you know, man. I wish more people could do it. So, Frank what?
Abnegale.
I can't remember it. Abnegale. Thank you. Frank Abnegale Jr. was born April 27th in 1948 in Bronxville, New York. See, you from the Bronx? Or is this Bronxville? So, that's not the Bronx, right? Is it Bronxville?
Unless it's Bronx for short. I had no... Ooh, that's a fun fact if that's true. We got this.
Wait a minute.
Google opened up.
I'm going to feel hella dumb if Bronx is short for Bronxville.
Yo, if it is, don't tell nobody you didn't know that.
No, it's called the Bronx. Nah, it's called the Bronx.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called the Bronx. Okay, we're fine. We're fine. I lived in New York for a few years before I left because I hated it. So
me too.
It's a good shout out to New Yorkers because y'all got grit, my guy. It's hard enough being a black every day. Then you got to go outside and fight 50-11 people on the street and fight 50-11 people on the train. And then you got to go to work. Like, that ain't you ain't got to work out, yet.
Yeah, I'm like, God. That is, yeah, and the weather. Every day is a headache. Every day is a headache in New York. Everybody going somewhere.
I became very aggro. When I lived in New York, I became super aggro. I once kicked a guy down some subway stairs.
I'm sorry, what?
I donkey kicked a man down some subway steps.
What did he do to you?
There's a rule in New York where if this is an unspoken rule, and now my New York accent gonna come out. There's an unspoken rule. If there's a train on the platform, then you move because people got to go. So if you're coming up the stairs and you already got off the train, there's a train on the platform, you move. There's no train on the platform. I'm coming up the stairs off the train. This white man barrels into me. It's my room. He barrels into me and we're chest to chest. And I look at him and I say, really? And he says, yeah, really. And then when he stepped behind me, I donkey kicked him down the steps. And then I ran.
R.I.P. that guy. What if you found out later that he died?
He ain't die.
How you know?
If he died, I would be arrested.
What if you go to New York and you see like R.I.P. t-shirts, like the airbrush denim jackets with his face on it?
Nobody's airbrushing that white man.
He's like, ah.
Don't put that thought in my head. Nobody's airbrushing that white man.
You gotta go to sleep with that on your chest.
Thank you. So Bronxville, New York. According to the memoir, Abigail, did I say it right?
just call him Jack.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to call him Frank. Frank stated that he had a stable childhood and was especially close to his father, who traveled often and became deeply involved in Republican local politics. Racist. Anyway, when his mother decided to leave Frank Sr. due to her husband's absences, their family was turned upside down. As his mother worked towards independence, Frank Jr. decided to live with his father after the divorce and often tagged along on the business dealings. So I imagine like Frank Jr. is probably in some hotels and they're like, little Frankie, make us up some cocktails. You know how rich white people were doing in the 50s. They'd be like, and put two olives in it for daddy and your auntie. What's your name? Tina.
And then come over here and give auntie a kiss on the mouth. Open mouth. What?
Problematic. Those times were crazy.
I apologize.
I can't.
Yeah.
No. Not you. I'm saying the times. Like, that was happening. I'm saying. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was there. I lived through those times.
I don't think you. Lamorne, you're not that old.
I'm very old. I'm very old. Take a guess.
I know how old you are.
No, you think you know, but you have no idea.
Now you're just gonna say something.
You only know what I want you to know.
Oh, okay.
I was saving it for this podcast to reveal my true age.
So, as a teenager, Frank got caught up in petty crimes, including shoplifting. He soon grew tired of these practices and decided to move on into more sophisticated forms of burglary. A king. You gotta work your way up. It was like shoplifting, right. Elementary school, burglary, high school.
Pickpocketing. Yeah, stuff like that.
So, Frank convinced a gas station attendant to give him a portion of his sale back in cash and allowed him to portion a pocket of the proceeds. So, gas cards are a thing of the past. I don't know nothing about no gas card.
I do.
I don't believe you.
I'm very familiar. I still have some of them from the old days. The good old days.
I truly do not believe you. You don't even know who your insurance provider is.
it's insurance.
Insurance.com. Insurance. You know the ones.
That website.
You know that website. You know the guys. So, this is like a small scam. And I like this scam because I like that he was like, look, I'm going to get a cut. You're going to get a cut. Like, the gas station attendant ain't making bank. I'm down.
I'm just dying at the fact that you're like, I like this scam. Man, this is saying a lot about who you are as a person.
Listen. Okay? America's a scam. The economy is a scam. Capitalism is a scam. And certainly gas stations are one of the biggest scams. Because let's talk about oil. Big scam. So if you can get a couple coins off the gas station, get it. You earned it. You earned it. They robbed you. You robbed them back.
Or you can just drive electric.
Yeah. You know, these times they had a gas car. So I'm guessing they didn't have electric cars.
They had it. Well, we won't go there. Next episode of Conspiracy Theories. Look up the name, Mark Samson. Mark Samson. You'll find something. Look up Mark Samson. It'll tell you. Sounds like a paranoid guy.
Suddenly, Lamorne has foil on his head. I don't know what's going on. This scam fell apart when his father got the credit card bill, which added up to thousands of dollars, which, you can't just steal money. Like, he's going to get a bill. So, dismayed over his son's delinquency, Frank's mother sent him to a school for wayward boys. Don't send a scammer to a school for wayward boys. He can go do nothing but learn how to get better there.
Yeah, and fuck.
Right. That's like when people try to send children to conversion camps. Ain't everybody there going to be gay? What is y'all doing? Stop. We gay. It's okay. I'd be like, I wish somebody would send me to a conversion camp. I'd be like, all these girls? Fantastic.
They're all here
for the same reason. Like, yeah. I'm down. Like, I'm into it. Like, what?
Mom, can I go back to conversion camp again?
I need to be conversion some more. But honestly, in all honesty, those camps are horrible, but they're fucking, I just don't even understand why people would make camps like that. Also, camps for wayward boys. What are y'all doing? Is that military camp? The only thing I've ever heard for wayward children was military school, which is also trash because we're trying to indoctrinate them into going into the army. Boo boo. A scam. So.
A scam. I'm
sorry. That's really funny. So. Caught between his parents' tensions, Frank reportedly left home at 16 years old. So he just said, I'm out. You know what? I'll just be an adult. And at that time, you can be an adult at 16. He had a little in his bank account, no education, and had altered his driver's license to make himself 10 years older than he was and exaggerated his education, which, like, who gonna check you, boo? Paying jobs. He decided to quit working and wrote bad checks for himself to support him. So he was getting better paying jobs, but he was like, this is barely making the ends meet. So he decided to quit working and just start writing bad checks.
So I said, okay, well, all right, cool.
Before long, Frank had written hundreds of bad checks and overdrawn his account by thousands of dollars. Knowing that he would eventually be caught, he went into hiding. Frank realized that he could cash more bad checks if he dazzled bank tellers with new and more impressive personality. He decided pilots were highly respected professionals, so he schemed his way to getting a pilot's uniform. Frank called Pan American Airlines headquarters and told them that he had lost his uniform while traveling. And they told him where to pick up a new one, and he charged it to the company using a fake ID.
Wow. This guy.
Obviously, Pan Am is no more. But he was just like, hey, Pan Am. Hey, yeah, boy lost his uniform. Yeah. I realize when I'm flying around, I have to wear the uniform to fly. But somehow in transit, I had lost the uniform.
Because I remember I took it off mid-flight. Then when I got off, I couldn't find said uniform. Maybe if you guys want to go up there and check, yeah. But I just really need to get a new one. I got a route to Costa Rica.
Yeah. You know, flights, routes, air, yeah,
planes,
pilot, turbulence. He's just such random pilot words. you know what I'm talking about. Like, and then immediately gets a new. That's crazy. But back in that day, like, they didn't check shit. Like, they had no way to.
That's true.
It was just all trust. And most people didn't have the audacity to lie about random shit, like needing a pilot's uniform. So it worked. His ruse earned him valuable information about how to impersonate a pilot, which he did allegedly into, like, so he would do this impersonation so he could get free flights. He would just get on the flight like, I'm just, like, you just going to the airport. You just checking to see what time flights leave and you just go to the airport.
Yo, have you seen the movie?
Not in a long time.
No. What you're telling me is obviously a lot more information than the movie gives, but, like, It's crazy. It's crazy. This type of stuff that he got away with. Keep reading. I think the movie only touches on some things, but I just, as you're talking, I'm like imagining the film and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Right. That this thing's happened. And now I wish I had seen the movie before I did this. I don't remember the movie, but I do remember seeing Leonardo DiCaprio in it. In a pilot's uniform.
Maybe saw a trailer.
I think I was pretty young when it came out. And you with your undisclosed age, I'll never know.
I was 74 when that movie came
out. So expenses such as food or lodging, he would bill to the airline company. However, he didn't fly on Pan Am planes out of fear that he could potentially be identified by real Pan Am employees or like pilots. So he's so smart. He was like, I'm going to get a Pan Am uniform, but I'm not going to go on Pan Am because them niggas going to be like, who?
Yeah.
We didn't see you at the last cookout. We haven't seen you on no videos. Who are you?
No functions, no sexual harassment functions. Nothing.
We just saw the video, like Pan Am shoots a video like Virgin Airlines. You know, they have that. So like, we're ready to fly. Like, woo! Everybody from Virgin is in that video, including so many actors. Like, oh my gosh.
100%. And you know what? Whenever I get on those flights, And I see, like, these, like, if you go on British Airways, they have, like, all these, like, dope British actors doing this bit. Like, everybody. Like, you name it, they're all in this video. In Virgin, they have all these fun, like, actors dancing around and performers. And I always get on these flights and I go, ain't nobody called me to do this shit.
You're jealous you didn't get the booking? I won't lie. I saw the little boy from Blackish and I was like, wait a minute. I was like, I could have been in this. You're ready to fly. We gonna get all up in the sky. Virgin American knows. Like,
by the time you leave this airline, you won't be a virgin no more.
Right. We would have been great, Virgin. We would have been great. I know y'all got bought by Alaska Airlines and that's about to be poop, but you know, you missed out. We could have been dancing in your videos. So once Pan Am police began catching on to Frank's lies, he decided to change his identity again and become an out-of-town doctor in Georgia. Hmm. Well, what is an out-of-town doctor?
That's right.
So for 11 months, Frank impersonated a chief resident pediatrician at a Georgia hospital under the alias Frank Williams. I like that alias because it's like, you don't want to give yourself a fake first name because then when people call you by your name, you're like, who?
Who's Brooks? Oh, yeah, me. I'm Brooks.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm Brooks. What was I saying? Yeah. Me, Brooks? That's who I am, right? Today?
Yeah.
Like, it's good to keep the first name the same and the last name, switch it up. So right. when filling out a rental application, he impulsively listed his occupation as doctor. After befriending a real doctor who lived in the same apartment complex, he agreed to act as a supervisor resident of interns as a favor until the local hospital could find someone else to take the job. So he met somebody who was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, can I borrow a cup of sugar? Oh, hey, you got on a white coat. Are you a doctor? Because I am too as well. In addition to you, also a doctor who went to doctor school for doctoring.
See, here's like, what happened. I lost my coat on a flight. Do you have an extra doctor's coat lying around?
That's how he got his doctor's coat. He's
like, yeah. I lost my coat in a surgery. It might still be inside the patient. We sewed him up.
You know how it goes.
I need a new coat. Yeah.
Sadly, they do be leaving stuff in people, rags and shit, so.
I know, clamps.
Not unlikely. But also, this is just such a brilliant white life that I wish that I could be a part of. To, like, be white and talk to your next door neighbor and them get you a doctor job with no credentials. You're white, you're charismatic.
All right, cool. It'll be fun. It'll
come be work fun. At our simple. Hospital.
So. Yeah. Sew stuff up, add some Tylenol, you're fine.
Yeah, no, it's honestly, it's autopilot. You go in.
Speaking of autopilot.
We'll snip here. Right? So, the position was not demanding for Frank, as 7 interns were eager to get experience under his position. Imagine that you're the, I want to know who these interns are, because I don't want a doctor who studied under Frank, because he didn't teach them shit.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, a lot of, I wonder how many people he was, because of this, his tenure, this however short-lived stint this was, I wonder how many people died in a direct result of him being in that hospital.
Right.
Whether it's his teachings or his.
We've got a guy with a swollen abdomen. What should we do, Frank? He's like, Tylenol.
Yeah. Cut off
his toe. That's what I do.
His abs are swollen. Ooh, cut off his toe.
The blood drainage will drain the ab. Trust me. Oh, no. I hate to know what they learned. He was able to fake his way through most of his duties by letting his interns show off their handling of the cases coming in during his late night shift. So, basically, people would come in and he'd be like, what do you think we should do? And act like he was house.
Yeah. Had a limp and a cane.
Like, you're not supposed to let them practice on people. You're supposed to help them. That's what interning's for. Oh, so they see you do it. He was like, what you learn in school?
Simple.
So. Do that. I mean, that's more responsible than what we said he was doing.
He's like, listen, I'm not going to be there for you, holding your hand. So you make the call.
Yo, I feel like he said those exact words. Honestly, you just inspired me. I feel like I could do surgery now.
See, now you're gonna listen. You are a true crook, like a true movie villain. You are.
I'm like suture.
Yeah, I feel like when you leave your apartment, there's a getaway car outside. Like, it's a regular car, but you speed off as if you just got away with something. This is just the way you live.
I do drive like I'm fleeing the scene of a crime. That's my favorite way to drive.
Drive like Halle Berry or Brandy.
Oh, no. Ooh, my favorite trope about Halle Berry is that she's always losing her kids in movies.
Oh, no.
They're like, we got a movie about a missing kid. Call Halle. Losing Isaiah. Look, she's lost all the kids. Another
movie for Halle. Losing Isaiah. No, you took it back, man. The Monsters Ball.
Such a niche genre. Like, you get typecast for losing kids.
It's very small. Oh, my God. So she had that 911 movie, right? Yep. She had that Losing Isaiah. She had Monsters Ball.
Damn, yeah, and I'm currently writing Where My Baby Go for her, so hoping that she likes it. This is Where My Baby Go with starring Halle Berry. I think it's going to be a hit.
Halle Berry, Bokeem Woodbine.
It's like not even her real life. It's just her acting character that has niched her like this, and I love it. Truly. So... he left the hospital after he realized that he could put lives at risk by his inability to respond to life and death situations. And this was a catalyst, like the catalyst for him leaving the hospital was because he was nearly exposed when an infant became critically unwell from oxygen deprivation. And he initially didn't understand the meaning or gravity of the situation when the nurse informed him of a blue baby. Ooh. He was like, blue baby? He was like, oh, okay, we got white ones, brown ones, yellow ones.
Blue face
blue
baby.
Blue ones. Blue face baby. He was like, bust down, baby Yana. Yeah. And they were like, no, the baby's dying. But I love that he was you know what, never mind.
Oh, so I gotta go. He's like, I'm going to get up out of here, y'all. That's my time, y'all. I'm Frank Williams. That's my time, y'all. Y'all been good.
Yeah. The hospital's been great. Interns, y'all been great.
Shout out to Blueface Baby.
No. So he left after that. He said, okay, too much. We're leaving. So over the next 2 years, he bounced around from job to job. Eventually, Frank's past caught up with him when he settled down in Montpellier, France, which is crazy because that's France. Like, isn't that where, Roman Polanski went? I thought criminals went to France and they were Gucci. I don't know.
Yeah.
So he had decided to live a straight life for a while after having reputably cashed $2.5 million in bad checks over the years. When a former girlfriend recognized his face on a wanted poster, she turned him into authorities.
Oh, just like an ex-girlfriend.
See what happens when you don't treat women right? If you just respect women. All in somebody
else's business. Oh my gosh. Why would she do that to him?
She did the right thing. Look, you got to respect women. I'm sure he was shady to her. He's like charismatic. You know he a hoe. And every time I hear charismatic, I hear like philanderer.
No, I'm charismatic sometimes. Well, yeah. Well, to be fair, it's when I'm about to cheat. But, you know.
To be fair, it is when I am about to cheat. Mm. But
they don't know that. Judge me.
So, yes, I think that he probably did this woman dirty. He probably took some money out of her purse.
Out of her purse? No, he was classier than
Nah, Frank feels like the kind of guy where you wake up from y'all's wild night, you got to check your wallet.
No, yeah, you're right. He'll take $20, he'll go get lunch. He'll come back, forget the change. Lunch only costs $2 cuz he scammed them out the lunch and kept the money.
Right. Exactly. Like, that's the kind of guy we're dealing with. So, hey, you gotta treat women right. So, unfortunately, his girlfriend recognized him and she snitched. I'm not mad. So, this is how he got caught. He served time in France. Wow. Mm-hmm. In harsh confines of Perpignan, where he became seriously ill. Sweden and the United States also pulled up to get him for his crimes. During which his father died.
Tom Hanks was the lead detective. That's right.
So Frank was eventually granted parole after several years from Petersburg, Virginia prison. He eventually found lecturing as a work and white collar. So basically he found lecturing work as white collar crime specialist. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to just make my business. And he's like, I'm going to teach you guys how to be a doctor. Know what a blue baby is. Rob a gas station.
Like, take $20 out of her purse.
But teach you how to rob women you date. Better than
y'all
I
got
did.
Wives. Y'all got girlfriends and wives. Oh, you're gonna love this next course.
How to shake down your spouse. Slide one. Have a spouse. Everyone's done that.
Slide
great.
Two. Shake her ass down. Step three, success.
Success. All right, everyone. And we're clapping. So in exchange for his freedom, the government told Frank that he had to educate them about his methods in order to prevent other people from defrauding authorities. Frank worked with the FBI for more than 30 years as one of the world's most foremost experts in document fraud, check swindling, forgery, and embezzlement. He started his own company, Abigail and Associates, which educates others on how to avoid being fraud victims. And he has a podcast. Okay, for ranking. Shout out to the pod universe. The podcast is called The Perfect Scam, y'all. And look, if y'all go listen to it, y'all still got to listen to me. Don't go over there and don't come back, okay? Because Frank
You got to be a guest on his show.
I need to get on The Perfect Scam.
You got to be a guest on your show.
Guys, yes. We got to tag Frank, guys, if you're out there. I know you're out there. Tag Frank Abnegale and get me on The Perfect Scam. I love him. Or get him on the show. Oh, I just got hot.
You okay? Ooh, okay. All right. You want me to give you some time?
I might need a little time. Whew. My window's also open and my AC's off because we're recording from home. So it might also be that.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I am very excited. Frank, you're also a perfect scammer because you worked with the FBI for 30 years educating them about fraud. How much you know did it take 30 years to tell them? Because I feel like you was probably spoon-feeding the FBI information. You had to have been. He was like, I'm not going to spill all the tea up front. He was like, you can get sips of this Lipton over 30 years.
Because he could have gave him the whole rundown in a day. And then before you know it, his ass back in jail. Yeah, we don't need you no more. But he was like, ooh, intriguing. This is only a type of crime that a mind like mine could figure out over the next, I don't know, 30 years.
30 years? He's a genius. So he also forged a Harvard University law transcript and passed the Louisiana bar exam and got a job at as a Louisiana state attorney. Here's my thing. He passed the bar, so.
Yeah.
He passed the bar.
And he had a pilot's license, so he knew how to actually fly a plane.
That's dope, because if something had happened on the plane and they were like, the pilots, they're incapacitated. Can anybody fly the plane? Like, at least he was in a fake uniform with real skills.
Right.
This man's a genius.
Right. Wait, so he actually flew the planes, right? He didn't just hang out on the planes.
He hung out on the planes. He did not fly the planes.
Oh, my Lord. I thought he...
No, because you know how pilots have to travel to get to their next flight, so they'll just hop on a plane and, you know, be sitting on the plane with the rest of us schmucks.
That's crazy.
So that's what he did. So, wow. He told a flight attendant that he had briefly dated that he was also a Harvard Law School student, and she introduced him to a lawyer friend. After making a fake transcript from Harvard, he prepared himself for the compulsory exam. So he failed twice. But then the third time he passed. Wow.
What he probably did was just memorize the questions and then looked up.
Right. You're right. He scammed the test. He was like, oh, now I know what these questions are. And now I know the answers. Yeah. Wow. So obviously, to wrap this up, Steven Spielberg made a film about this called Catch Me If You Can. If you guys want to watch it for more details, Christopher Walken got an Oscar nod for the role that he played in it, not Leonardo.
Where are you going, Frank? Where are you going this time? That's not my Christopher Walken impression, but that's what he did
that's
in the movie.
Such a good Christopher Walken.
I'm one of the greatest Christopher Walken impersonators. I do it on Hollywood Boulevard.
Next to Spider-Man?
Hey, yeah. Hey, Spidey. Hey, where you going?
It's fantastic. So, guys, all in all, Frank, say his last name because I can't, please.
Jackson. Abnegale.
That's probably one of his last names. Abnegale. Frank Abnegale, yeah. Shout out to a king. You know, you came, you saw, you robbed. And exactly. I stand. All right, guys, we'll be back after one tiny break of non-scam advertisements.
Robbery!
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined somebody might try to actually snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly, Pepsi owed him a jet. Follow The Big Flop wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, do you feel that in the air? Yes, that is summertime. It's in the breeze. It's in the trees. And y'all know when the sky comes out, the thighs come out. And as the weather gets hotter, it's time to say bye to jackets and sweaters and hey to shorts and tees. If you've been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, Quince is for you. Y'all know I love Quince. If you want to be looking chic year after year with classic pieces that you can dress up, dress down, wear around town, you got to get into Quince. They have premium European linen dresses. I have one in green, and oh, when I wear it, it is a showstopper. Blouses, shorts from $30, y'all. Washable silk tops, which I told y'all I love those. I actually went back and got it in navy. I got it in the white, like cream, and I just know when I wear it, I'm going to feel like Diane Keaton on the beach thinking about my life. Like white cream, are you kidding me? It's giving rich, okay? Quince is that girl. Y'all know you see me in their pieces all the time. Get into it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
And fraud!
All right, guys, and we're back, and it's time for the saddest portion of the show, which is where I have to let Lamorne go. It's time for Scammer of the Week. This is where we just honor one honorary charlatan who's worthy of our praise.
Is it me? And
you are an honorary charlatan. You are worthy
Thank
of
you
our
very
praise.
Much. Thank you for saying so.
But this week, it's actually a woman, Lamorne. I know you like to.
Of course. Of course. You know, the country we're in.
So, and she is a queen. Her name is Brittany Bridges, which, like, the alliteration, the flavor of her name.
BB.
So, BB. And BB is accused of doing fake dentistry. And. This really struck a chord in my heart because I've been seeing posts on Facebook, in which I only keep Facebook to keep up with my problematic ass high school friends and relatives. I don't actually use Facebook, but I kept seeing posts on Facebook that were like, I do braces.
They said what?
I do braces.
Oh my Lord. Oh my Son of a virgin. Dear God.
And I've always been confused. Like, what do you mean you do braces? Because that's... are you an orthodontist? I don't think you could just... You can do braids.
You can do hairs, exactly. I do braces. No, you don't. Oh my goodness.
We should not be getting braces at a residential home. We should not. You can't do braces in your living room. So
I do braces.
Brittany's been arrested before, but to date, there are no current charges filed against her about these latest complaints. Dentists at Children's Hospital Uptown and Louisiana State University Dental School are concerned with patients heading to their clinics. They said they've noticed an uptick in patients coming in who sought care from non-licensed providers. They said once you start moving teeth, it gets to the point where you could cause long-term disfigurement. And they're worried about public safety. So this is a woman that basically, they're like, we put a red flag out on her, but she's a queen who's not been caught. She's not going to jail. There's no current charges. They said, unfortunately, the state board can't do anything about this because she doesn't have a license. So we are a regulatory agency that can sanction dentists or hygienists. But when it's an unlicensed person performing dentistry, we have no jurisdiction. All we can do is turn it over to law enforcement.
Wow. Wait, so wait, where is she now?
She's still on Instagram. She has an Instagram account called Bossy Smiles.
Bossy Smiles. Oh my
God. And they advertise right braces, maintenance, veneers, and other type of dental work.
Yo, certified dental assistant and teeth whitening technician, giving you a smile to match your attitude.
You know she's doing all the IG girls' Instagram teeth. She probably like, and also we have a special going on this month. And if you want to get ass shots with your dental reconstruction.
And I can make your teeth removable too in case you need to. You know what I'm saying? Oh no.
Like, where did you get your eyebrows lasered? Oh girl, I went to Bossy Smiles. They did my brows and my teeth in 2 hours flat, girl.
I think she do massage too. I'm over here looking at this. I'm like, what is this? She do massage?
No.
All I see is ass cheeks. Bossy Smiles. What are you doing?
I need you not to do a profession. You can't do massage. That's not.
Yo, where this fool's shirt at? Like, money in here with no shirt on.
Bruh. See, I told you they got specials they running. This is crazy. Why he don't got a shirt on? Is he getting his teeth done? I'm confused. Oh, my God.
What? He getting his teeth whitened with a happy ending.
Oh, no.
What is going? Oh, my God. People. Okay, I'm done.
Listen, the cops haven't got to them yet. I don't want them to. I don't want y'all to go get y'all. If anybody's doing braces, don't get your braces done. That's not what's supposed to happen. Go to an orthodontist. If you can't afford that, there's so many affordable ways to do it. Invisalign, they selling Invisalign on Instagram now. Like, guys,
God. I'm dying at this account.
Oh God!
Okay, all right.
So
I'm hoping she got her life together, and you know, what if the page was Bossy Smiles with a Z? I would shit myself. Bossy Smiles.
Bossy right, Smiles, going. Honey. So guys, I love you. I want you to scam, but please, please don't start doing braces or anything that you're not qualified to do. We're all qualified to hearts. Scam. No. I do hearts.
I do hearts.
I do livers. I do kidneys. Y'all don't go to dialysis no more because I do kidneys. So you just come to my house. Get your kidneys did. I'm doing kidneys. I get your kidneys did. No. But as always, guys, If you want to reach us, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure the scam is retired because we don't want to fuck up your bag. If you want to find me, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. And if you want, Lamorne, where do you want to be found? And what do you want people to find? That's what we asked.
Find me on Instagram at Lamorne, L-A-M-O-R-N-E. The Lamorne and After Pill is out right now. Desperados coming soon. Woke coming soon.
Yes, so much coming soon. All right, congregation, stay scammy.
Scam Goddess!
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna to keep her secret recipe alive. Take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is, conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.